There was no need for lanterns on the first floor, where most of the dormitories were situated, nor was there on the second floor, where old Quell kept his library. The third floor, however, was a different matter. It was all in darkness, apart from the chamber above the library, where the uncatalogued books and scrolls were stored. Everywhere else it was black and gloomy, coated thick in the dust of untold ages. One or two of the more faint-hearted searchers suddenly found they had other chores downstairs to attend. Mumbling excuses, they dropped out of the quest. The remainder, headed by Skipper, Brink and the Abbess, pressed on. The third floor was a maze, a veritable warren of passages, steps, chambers and side rooms. As the group made its way down a winding corridor, Sister Snowdrop shuddered uneasily.
Little wonder that Sister Geminia was an odd beast, living up here all alone. It's very creepy, isn't it?
Brushing away curtains of gossamer cobwebs with his bushy tail, Giri took the sister's paw, speaking with a boldness he did not feel.
Come on, sister. If the place is empty, what's to fear?
The procession bumped one into the other as they were forced to halt. A big old locked door barred the way. It was shut tight, its hinges and locks rusted together. Sister Doral's voice quavered as she called to Skipper.
Oh, dear! We'll never get that open. Let's go back. It's nearly lunchtime, you know.
Brink took the bung hammer which he had been using earlier from his belt. He rooted in his wide cellar hog's apron pockets and came up with a broad, stubby chisel.
Don't fret now, Mom. Me and Banjan will take care of this.
Between them, the two sturdy beasts broke the lock and pushed the door open. It gave a long, eerie-sounding creak which echoed through the lantern-shadowed gloom. Baby was trembling from snout to tail with fear. Little Rolg, the gatekeeper's babe, leaned down from his father's shoulders and stroked the Mole Mum's head sympathetically.
Hush ye now, Marm. I mind you, 'cause I very, very brave.